Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There are a lot of people that get involved with you when you are pregnant.
Oh, I bet.
People just like come out of the woodwork with advice on different things. And today is an OPP sort of about that. People who are advising you on things that may or may not be any of their business.
Okay.
So, Gina?
Yai.
Yai.
What's the deal?
Okay, so I hope you can help me with this.
Okay.
My youngest daughter got married last year, and she's always been, well, like a nerd, but not in a bad way.
That's nice of a mom to say.
Well, because she's so into science fiction movies, shows, books, all that stuff. And her husband is the same, too. You know, they even go to Comic-Con every year.
Oh.
And have Doctor... Yeah, Comic-Con, it sounds interesting. It does. But the Doctor Who parties? I'm like, okay, but each to their own, you know?
I would go to Comic-Con to watch people, but I don't know that I want to... Like, so when they go, they're participating. Mm. They dress up. You called her nerdy or whatever, so they're all in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So she's 7 months pregnant now. And after they found out they were having a boy, they decided on a name.
Oh, boy.
And they're so into sci-fi. They're a huge Star Wars fan.
Oh, I knew it. Here we go. Which name?
Hey, there are plenty of names that are wicked, that are cool. There's
in the Star Wars universe.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, that's a winner. Boba, Baba, whatever that is.
What are they naming this child?
Anakin Darth is not a cool name. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Jar Jar. I was hoping for Jar Jar.
You're saying that because you know everyone in Star Wars hates Jar Jar, and I get that, and you're trying to get under my skin, and I'm not going to let it be about you today, Steve.
Okay.
It's about Gene. Is this your first grandchild?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And it's Anakin. I'm sorry.
This is a train wreck. Anakin Darth? I mean, come on.
Anakin Darth.
I have to e-break the show for a minute, Gina, because Steve doesn't... He claims he doesn't watch Star Wars, but he has watched some of it. But I just wanted to explain to you, Anakin Skywalker is Luke Skywalker's father. And he was a rambunctious teenager learning the ways of the Force. And then the Emperor Palpatine turned him to the dark side and he swore off his name Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader, Sith Lord.
Anakin's the young Darth. Growing up Darth.
No, yes.
Pimply-faced Darth, okay.
Yes, and then Darth is Darth. And so, to take us even farther down into the woods, the Star Wars universe believes what we're all looking for right now is the gray Jedi. Because everybody so far is either a light side Jedi, a good guy, or a dark side Jedi. And somebody's going to unite the Force and have just enough good and just enough bad to be the gray Jedi. Could be Rey. We don't know. No. Could be Kylo, who's also Ben Solo. Ben Solo's a better name than Anakin.
Kylo's cool. Kylo Ren or whatever.
If you go Kylo Ren, then you're totally... But you're going Anakin Dark. This kid is... Look.
He's going to be cool, right? Because everyone likes Star Wars.
In 40 years at his retirement, like he's working at Goldman Sachs and they're like, he's never going to get a real, he's going to have to go by AD.
I see that.
He can't go by, because the thing is, I would say if you name a kid after a character's name in Judge Dredd, I'm just trying to think of a movie.
That's not cool.
And that's not going to stand the test of time.
Right.
Star Wars isn't going anywhere. Disney has invested kajillions of dollars in it. So you're straddling this kid. Like, I'm the one who likes Star Wars, and I think this might be a bad idea. Like, because it's you. You're.
What you
say something here?
Yeah.
It's. I mean, you guys are totally right. I mean, I'm afraid of, with all the bullying, that, you know, my grandchild is now going to get bullied, and this could cause some severe psychological damage. I mean, I think they're setting him up to being a loner. And, you know, what if he doesn't like science fiction? I mean, it's
that's true.
It's just not a good idea. And I think you guys agree on that. I mean, but the thing is, how can I get them to change the name? I mean, I need to save this baby, you know?
They're imposing their life onto this kid already.
But everybody does, don't they?
What are you doing that for?
Because your parents, you don't like your real name.
I hate my real name.
Okay. But your parents, why did they pick that name, by the way?
It's a long story.
But it was somebody they knew or something? Did they?
They didn't know. They just know. They knew of that person.
And so everybody, when you have your kid, you're pulling from. So I have no idea why my real name is Michael. But it's clearly my mom liked somebody or liked the name, whatever it is.
Impose their likes onto your.
Yes.
And you haven't even started your life yet.
Right.
You haven't even made a choice.
The very first thing that gets chosen for you.
Yeah.
Is how Anakin Darth. But I will say this. It's Gina's grandchild. Totally get it. Does she even get a vote? In my opinion, she doesn't.
She can make it known.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but.
When it comes right down to it, Gina, you're just
right.
You're just the although Steve likes to say normally, somebody's got to be an advocate for this child.
And that's what I was going to. Yep, she is. She's the only one. The unborn child. Gina's the advocate.
She is trying to save it from a life of. I can't imagine a life. I'm wondering if we have other people that will call in. Like, what was your awful name? Like, what name
was cool at that moment?
Right.
And it's stopping cool a long time
and
ago.
And then you're named it and you just got like.
You're stuck.
I mean, like, everybody started calling their kid. Tupac was a name, swear, that people were naming their kids just to try to. And then he gets shot and finds out that he's more of a gang. But like, whatever you name your kid, is there.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, again, the kid could go by AD, but somebody's eventually going to see it. On a form somewhere.
Birth certificate.
Yeah.
Anakin.
You're trying to get into Mexico with your passport. And they're like, I'm sorry. Your name's Anakin Darth.
Is this a joke? Can't let you in.
Gina, so have you told them you don't like it yet? Or are we your first stop to see how you're going to approach it?
Oh, no. I have told them I don't like it.
But you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. You can't be. Like in their face about it, because then
they'll withhold the grandchild from
and all that stuff.
And you don't want that.
Right. And in fact, if Gina gets to hang out with this grandkid, I bet you when she's in public, she won't call it Anakin. She'll call it something else.
Annie.
Or shorten it.
Or Andy. Or you're going to change
like that. I see her not saying that name ever.
This is probably the weirdest OPP we've ever got. I didn't see it going in this direction. I didn't see...
Even Kirk or Spock is a better name.
No, God. His middle name is what, Tiberius?
Yes.
James Tiberius. You know what? I hate to say it, but you're right. That is James Tiberius
is better than
Anakin Darth. Just do the Anakin part and give him a normal... The Darth part is where it jumps for me.
Okay,
you
so
can't...
Anakin Darwin.
Go Anakin Rey if you need two Star Wars names in there. But Anakin Darth, I understand what they're trying to do. They're uniting the dark and
it's
the light.
Cute. Amongst the Star Wars, but it's cute.
It's symbolic, but I wouldn't do it to my own flesh and blood that's going to have to walk into an elementary school someday.
Yeah, there is that.
And be Anakin Darth.
And that's where Gina's coming in. Yeah.
You are. And I think you're trying to be a good grandma. You're going to, Hang on right there. We're going to get you some advice. This kid is hosed from jump.
But you got to be careful with these parents.
You're right.
You're
talking to people who believe it so passionately that they want to name their firstborn child that.
And they're going to push back on everybody.
And I will say this, when you push back on somebody young making an impetuous decision, that pushes them
towards
their bad decision.
When you deny your daughter, you can't date that guy. She's
dating that guy harder.
Exactly. Yes.
So I'm going to date him so hard, Mom. We are screwed.
You kind of.
Dude, I love Star Wars.
But you even admit.
This is terrible.
But there's got to be parents that have done this, or even you're a child, a victim of this stupidity.
Yes, we would love to talk to you if your name is Jar Jar. What were the name of the little things on Tribbles? If your middle name is Tribbles, oh my God! All right, how do we stop these new parents from making a colossal mistake, or should we all butt out and let little AD come into the world on his own? Annie?
Yay.
What do you think?
So just a few years ago, there was a woman who interviewed for Oprah, and Oprah had said everything was absolutely perfect about this woman. Her resume was impeccable. Her skills were impeccable. Everything about her was amazing. She did not get hired because her name was funky. She said, if you have a funky name, and she said it publicly, if you have a funky name, I will not hire you.
Like the name Oprah?
Yeah. Harpo backwards.
Well, Oprah was never her real name.
You're right.
They screwed it up on her birth certificate. Yeah, no, right. It was Orpah.
It was what again?
Orpah?
Orpah, yeah.
Yeah, because that's right.
Orpah's a name? I don't know which. Okay.
Because that's Orpah. A common name.
Right. So, wow. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oprah. So they will not. You can't screw your kid with your name, man. They'll. That's your parents' mistake. Screws you forever.
Yeah.
Or until you're old enough to petition the court and
change your
it.
Name.
Yeah.
So now your kid has to go change their name.
Wow.
So what's the point?
So you're a hard no on Anakin Darth. Got it. Thank you.
My name's Annie.
Right. And that
is short for Anakin.
For Anakin, yes. So your parents hated you. Got it. Okay. They didn't want you to work at Oprah's company. We can tell that much about you. Is it weird that Oprah, like the inclusive person who wants to accept and love everybody, would be like
Shun.
A hard no on a name?
Wow.
Maggie.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that this mom, grandma should kind of just stay out of it, to be honest with you. There are so many weird names that people are naming their children these days that this kid is not going to be alone when he walks into elementary school. He's not going to get bullied. He'll be fine. I think about Daenerys from Game of Thrones, people naming their children that, she ends up being like a psycho queen.
Right. Everybody was like, what a beautiful name. And then as the series goes on, you realize it's like, I'm going to name my kid Adolf. He seems like a great leader. Oh, no. Like, who? Yeah. But even though everyone else is going to have a weird name, don't you still want to save your grandkid like from going through it?
No, I think that she needs to just butt out. And if the kid, is the kid's middle name Darth?
Because yes.
People by first and middle name. Nobody's going to say, oh, that's Anakin Darth. They're going to say that's Anakin. Most people don't even know other kids' middle names.
Do you want to know Steve's middle name?
No, we don't need to get into
it. I think we need to get into it.
No, I don't need to get
Thank you for the call, Maggie. I know you're sensitive about your first name. I didn't realize you were that.
I'd rather take Anakin.
Okay. Amy.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, holy cow. Okay, first of all, I sympathize with Gina so much.
Okay.
I'm not a grandma yet. However, my husband wanted to name our son Chase. And I said, I like Chase. And I said, but Chase what? Chase a parked car? Chase a, he's going to get made fun of. He goes, no, Chase Manhattan. And I said, like the bank? Are you out of your mind?
J.P. Morgan probably.
I said, do you realize he's going to have to write that name out the rest of his life?
Manhattan.
I don't care if it's going to be on everything. He will have to write it out, all of that kind of stuff. My mom would have stopped speaking to him over.
Yeah, completely.
Oh, wow.
So think about, as far as Gina goes, my advice to her is to keep going. Be as gentle as she can. Be as firm as she can without being pushy.
You're right.
Pushy.
She has to be careful.
And just say, be careful because I know you think it's great right now. You can call him that as a nickname. You guys can because you love it so much. Have him go by Andy. At some point, maybe if they go ahead and do it, the kid's going to go by Andy or something later in school because he's going to get made fun of. They've got to think about this is this person's life for the rest of his life.
It's like a tattoo. It's a good idea today.
Right.
But then 2 weeks from now, what am I doing?
Whatever's popular right now, there's no guarantee that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Amy. I think we're going to end. Chase Manhattan, legit. Oh my God. I get it. I get the swagger you're trying to have with
it. How about Wells Fargo?
Oh my God. You cannot do that to this child. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.